6 ways we recommend using Apple AirTags and 1 way we don't. AirTags are great little Bluetooth tracking devices that can help you find your keys in the black hole of your house, or locate your checked bag when it ends up in Dubai and you're in Duluth. Apple launched the AirTag in April 2021, advertising it as a tool for keeping track of your well-loved items. Wirecutter's tech team has rigorously tested both the original and the latest model, the AirTag 2nd generation. The AirTag 2nd generation is now the top pick for iPhone users in our guide to Bluetooth tracking devices. The original Apple AirTag, the former top pick, will continue to work. No need to toss any that you own. The original AirTags have a Bluetooth range of about 30 feet, but that tends to work just fine for iPhone owners, since Apple's vast network of devices can locate your tracker. The new AirTag comes with a better precision finding range, helping you find lost items from farther away. As long as an Apple device has been near where your tracker is, you can locate it through the Find My app. That allows you to pinpoint your AirTag's exact location as you get closer to it. Setup is foolproof, and the battery is replaceable. Unfortunately, you can't use an AirTag to find your phone, and the sleek design prevents you from directly attaching AirTags to your belongings, though plenty of holders exist to keep your trackers in place. In the years since the original release, people have found all sorts of uses for AirTags. Endless videos on social media show travelers using the tags in their luggage to confirm that it has arrived, or to tell the airline exactly where it is when it doesn't appear at baggage claim. But there are plenty of other ways to use AirTags that might give you peace of mind. Here are the 6 AirTag uses our staff recommends, plus 1 we do not. Yes, luggage. We can't deny that AirTags are great for tracking your luggage as you travel. When I asked our staff what they used their AirTags for, this was the most common answer. I feel physical relief at seeing that my checked luggage is at the same gate as me when I board a plane, said writer Joshua Leon. However, if you do use an AirTag this way, be warned, your phone might ding every time you leave the house, telling you that you've left your luggage behind. Parents and kids on the go. Parents on our staff shared the different ways they use their AirTags to keep track of their kids, and the essentials that come with parenting. For parents who rely on a travel stroller, especially when taking flights, using an AirTag can help you figure out where it ended up. Using an AirTag on a stroller is especially great for international flights, where it might not be waiting for you when you exit the plane, said Elise Tchaikowski, who wrote our guide to travel strollers. On a trip to Frankfurt, her family wasn't reunited with their stroller until the baggage carousels. Stroller manufacturers are taking notice. Our upcoming top pick, the Apababi Mino V3, has a pocket designed to hold an AirTag. An AirTag is also useful when lots of similar strollers are left in the same area, like in a park. You can confirm you're taking the right one home, or figure out where yours went after an accidental swap. Other parents keep AirTags in their children's backpacks or sports gear to help track their kids' stuff, and sometimes the kids themselves. At parks, summer camps, sporting events, or on the way home from school. Can't leave the house without essentials. Before walking out the door each day, you might find yourself tapping your pockets while whispering, wallet, phone, keys. Plenty of our staffers rely on AirTags to keep track of their wallets, keys, and bags, using their phones to locate these items when they can't find them. Editor Jennifer Sullivan recently discovered, thanks to her AirTag, that she had accidentally thrown her keys into the recycling bin. It saved her hours of searching. She had once told the recycling facility where her keys ended up, which meant she knew what the place looked like inside. I know it would be completely useless to attempt to find them there, Jen said. Instead, I just bought a new AirTag keychain, and replaced all my keys. Your on-trend winter coat. When it's bitterly cold out, amount of winter coats at a party is to be expected. However, unless you have a unique coat, yours might be hard to find in that pile. My teenage daughter and all her friends live in a fashion monoculture, and they all wear the same exact big black North Face puffer, said editor Rory Evans. You'll never guess what happens. The jackets get taken home by someone else, either accidentally or on purpose. Now, her daughter tucks an AirTag in an interior pocket, so she can track her jacket. The ever-elusive TV remote, frequently lost to couch cushions and tossed about the living room, a TV remote is the ideal candidate for an AirTag, though attaching one is a challenge. With a little creativity, and a 3D printer, writer Caitlin Maher and her partner printed a holder that fit both their Chromecast remote and the AirTag, a two-wheeled ride. Bicycles aren't cheap. Having one stolen can be devastating. Several of our staffers attach an AirTag to their bike to keep track of it. You can keep one stashed under the saddle of your mountain bike, like outdoors editor Christine Ryan does. She also uses one with the travel bag for her bike, when she's taking it on a trip. In our guide to gifts for cyclists, we recommend the Raptic Link Plus Lock, a carabiner-style lock that can hold an AirTag, which gifts writer Samantha Schoch uses for her electric bike. The AirTag also proved to be a worthy companion for editor John Chase in tracking and recovering his stolen e-bike. Late one night, I found my trusty cargo e-bike had been nabbed from a bike stand. It's our family truckster, so this was devastating, he said. But I had backup, an AirTag secured in a stick-on container mounted under the rear rack. Since his phone was dead, he asked his wife to use Apple's Find My app to locate the bike a few blocks away, locked to another bike stand, with a multi-tool and a little elbow grease. He sawed a tiny bit of the bike's metal basket, and his bike was free. Please don't use an AirTag to trap your four-legged friends. We know you want to keep your pets safe, in case they wiggle out the back door or escape their leash, but we found in our testing that AirTags aren't actually good for tracking pets outdoors. Some people do use them indoors to find their wily cat, the one that burrows into dark, hard-to-reach nooks. AirTags are not nearly as good as actual GPS trackers, said Wirecutter's pets writer, Mel Plout, because they are much slower to update. Two reasons. First, the speed at which AirTags update usually doesn't match the speed at which a pet can run. Second, if you're in a less densely populated area, there might not be enough Apple devices around for your AirTag to ping reliably. But don't worry, Mel wrote a guide to GPS trackers that are designed to keep your pets safe while they're out and about. If a dog is on the run, you want near immediate updates to their location, which only a GPS tracker can do, and not even all of them, said Mel. When Dave took off after a fox, the tracker we had on him, a wire ricketer pick, let us know exactly where he was from moment to moment, with only a slight lag of maybe a few seconds. With a GPS tracker for your furry friend, you can take them out on a walk knowing that you'll be able to find them again, if they manage to wrest the leash out of your hands. But before you go, you might find yourself checking the Find My app for your keys.